Be attentive to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My daddy always told me to just do the best you know how and tell the truth. He said there was nothing to set a man's mind at ease like waking up in the morning and not having to decide who you were. And if you've done something wrong, just stand up and say you've done it, and say you're sorry, and get on with it. Don't haul stuff around with you. That's a line from Sheriff Ed Tom Bell. He's a character from Cormac McCarthy's novel, No Country for Old Men. And since McCarthy died in June, I've been reading and rereading his books. Tracy and I also watched the movie starring Tommy Lee Jones as Sheriff Bell. Among other things, the story is about a hunter who stumbles across a drug deal gone bad. And after wading through the blood and the mess, he takes a satchel filled with about $2 million and ends up on the run from a psychopathic killer. In many ways, the novel is a study of the most disturbing forms of violence and evil. The film captures that well. What it misses, however, is most of the first-person reflections from Sheriff Bell at the start of each chapter. All of these form the backdrop for the sheriff's impending decision to retire. He's been pondering good and evil. He's been meditating on violence and social decay. He's also struggling with guilt over what he takes to be an act of personal cowardice during the Second World War. And after some 35 years, he is summoning up the nerve to confess to his wife, Loretta, about it. She embodies the possibility of forgiveness in the book. And so, the novel touches on central themes of the Christian faith. All of us struggle with our need for forgiveness. Perhaps we also struggle with the violence that seems to be everywhere today. I know I do. This morning, along with Peter, James, and John, we accompany Jesus up the holy mountain. Before our eyes, he reveals his glory. With the disciples, we fall on our faces to worship him. We're terrified, but also captivated by Jesus. For here, in his face, we see the glory of God. We see a love that will transform us. We see forgiveness that can change the world. In Jesus, we encounter God's boundless goodness, his almighty power, and his perfect forgiving love. Our relationship with him is incredibly intimate. He is the best friend we will ever, ever have, but he is also our Lord and Savior. He is the God of the prophets who summons us to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. And yet, by God's grace, Jesus has become our friend. He breaks bread with us sinners. In the end, he lives and dies for all of us. He has become closer to us than the air we breathe, closer to us than we are to ourselves. As St. Paul once wrote, his power is made perfect in weakness. He becomes most fully our Lord in the form of a slave. He becomes most fully alive by dying for us. And he receives the name above all names by his shameful death on the cross. The transfiguration story always is told in the context of the prediction of the crucifixion. Jesus predicts it three times, and this story is always told right in the middle of those three times. Jesus is setting us free to leave the past behind us, to tell the truth, to say we're sorry, and to make things right when we can. Jesus shows us who we are and who we're meant to be. He shows us how to get up in the morning and continue to put one foot in front of the other. And so we accept his forgiveness, and we promise to follow him. We promise to help him create a more loving and a more peaceful world. We all know the forces that are pushing us in the opposite direction. We can feel the isolation and fear. We experience the frustrations and resentments. We are bombarded with reports of violence, with lies, with self-serving speech all around us. We are bathed with the same anxieties, and we behold the real violence in our society. No wonder we're so anxious and afraid. As followers of Jesus, we make a choice. We could give in to despair. We could retreat from the world around us. Or like Jesus, we can face it head on. We can share God's love with the world he died for. We can follow him into the streets of the earthly city, knowing the risks and sharing God's love with our fellow sinners. That is what the Christian life is all about, sharing God's love with other sinners. Recently, I've been working on a course for the juniors at the Trinity School of Texas. It will be about the Christian life. For the first semester, I decided to use Dietrich Bonhoeffer's Christ the Center, which contains his reflections on life in Christian community. He intended it for pastors serving in Nazi Germany in the darkest days of that country. As I reread the opening pages, I am struck by Bonhoeffer's insistence that Christians are called never to retreat, but always to engage with sinners. The Christian, he writes, cannot simply take for granted the privilege of being among other Christians. Jesus Christ lived in the midst of his enemies. In the end, all his disciples abandoned him. On the cross, he was all alone, surrounded by criminals and the jeering crowds. He had come for the express purpose of bringing peace to the enemies of God. So Christians too, he continues, belong not in the seclusion of a cloistered life, but in the midst of enemies. There they find their mission, their work. This is just as true for us inside the church as it is outside in the world. There really is no outside or inside. There is no us and them. All there are is sinners in need of grace. And the church is a school of charity where we learn to love each other. The church is where we have to learn to use God's gifts as God intends us to do. The church is a place where we need to learn to follow Jesus out into the places he sends us to serve. That's the first thing I think about when I hear the words from the cloud. This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him. listen to him and follow. Listen to him and do what he tells you to do. On the holy mountain, God is getting us ready for the cross. He is preparing us to follow Jesus down in the valleys below, because down in the valleys is where God's work gets done. He is calling us to keep on loving, to keep on forgiving our neighbors without counting the cost or ever giving in to despair. In the words of St. Peter, who saw Jesus transfigured before his very eyes, God is calling us to be attentive to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Beloved, that lamp is Jesus Christ himself, and he is the bright morning star. With such a light to guide us, we need never ever worry about who we are or who we belong to. For in life and death, we belong to Jesus. We are children of God. Amen.